Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome here to the big Fred Dreyer show. This is the show that brings you the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. He's busy at work preparing right up to the minute on this show, putting information together into his head, along with our producer Corey Marino, yours truly Michael Horn. I'm talking about the one and only Fred Dreyer. How are you, Fred?
Well, I'm busy consuming. See all the information and notes we have here in my hand?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
We have a crack team here that is put these together for us, Mike. You can join in. I'll read this. I'll just start here from the top and just
No, please.
Podcasts, social media.
I got to tell you, I'm a little upset. Call me old-fashioned.
All right.
But some of these team names, you know, I know they changed them, but somebody's known as the Pelicans. You know, if I'm going to have a team, they're going to be known as the Massacring Devils or something, you know, to come in there and just wipe you out of it. Well, who are you going to play?
Yes, Pelicans. Exactly.
Where I'm playing the Pelicans. Oh, you know, I might as well name the team the Buzzards. Corey, do we have a Buzzard team?
How about the Marauders?
The Marauders?
Better, a little better. That's good. Yeah. My college team, yours too, the Cal State Northridge Matadors.
Matadors.
This is always good, huh? I don't know, but some of these, there's been a lot of name changes over there. Seattle changed their names a while back, didn't they?
Well, yeah, they moved to Oklahoma, and they're now the Thunder.
Well, that's good. I recognize the Thunder.
So the Seattle Supersonics are open.
Yeah, so there's an opening for a team.
Why can't the Cleveland Indians name themselves the Cleveland Sonics?
They could.
They could, actually.
They picked the Guardians, though.
Liberal governor did that.
Well, I'm telling you. All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good to see you,
we'll
Mike.
We'll be back next week. Good to see you, Fred. Corey, always good to see you.
Always a pleasure.
And thank you all for listening. They've cut us back a little bit here. I guess there's a political announcement. No, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a lot to talk about. Basketball, football, baseball, some of the names of the teams. We'll talk about this. I saw some good umpiring the other day. It was a computer.
We'll see.
And if you got a good catcher, am I right? The catcher can go ahead and really get things going here for you and be able to sense if it's a ball or strike. All right, we're going to have all that and more. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him on X at @Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. We'll be back with guess who? Fred Dreyer.
Hey.
Madame Giselle senses something big coming.
Is it a career change?
Everything looks wet.
I'm going to be a swim teacher.
There's a roof.
A swim teacher who also does roofing.
No, no. The roof of your RV has a leak and it's ruining the furniture.
Oh, that's okay. I'm covered by Progressive. But maybe I'm a swim teaching roofer who makes furniture.
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Roof Protection Plus and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Roof Protection Plus available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Jackson Hewitt wants you to save money on tax prep. We're saving money by having our intern rap in this commercial.
Don't stress. Jackson Hewitt's got expert tax prep, $149 or less. Yo, some tax guys lie about price. What? They got hidden fees. That ain't nice.
Ain't nice.
Don't ignore more MC Kevin's rhyme. Because this deal's for a limited time. $149.
For tax prep that's $149 or less, hurry into Jackson Hewitt today.
No cap.
Limited time offer for new clients on federal returns. Participating locations only. Terms at jacksonhewitt.com/149.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-948-5880. That's 800-948-5880. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I am Michael Horn, along with our producer announcer, Corey Marino, and the one and only All-Pro defensive end, the acting legend, Sultan, the Sultan of Safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter, Fred Dreyer. We got lots to talk about. So what's the first topic today out of our host there, Fred Dreyer?
Is it baseball?
Yeah, it's baseball. And I mentioned, you asked how my last weekend was. I was at the World of Pinot Noir in Santa Barbara, California. And I mentioned I met a guy named Rich Aurelia, second baseman, now announcer for the pre- and post-game of the Giants. And, of course, he partners with Dave Roberts, the great manager of the Dodgers, the world champion Dodgers, and John Mychek for Red Stitch Wines. What's the first thing Fred says? Do they make a port? I don't know, Fred, but we'll see if we...
Let's get the faxes and the texts humming.
Fred's got a big scowl on his face right now because you are a port fanatic. You really
I like good port.
I like a
tiny little glass of port where I just sit there and watch people and drink the port until it's gone.
Yeah, and do you, on occasion, I know you enjoy a good cigar, so cigar and port, they go together, man. You've made the perfect pairing.
I have.
Yeah. What's your cigar preference? A nice Cuban of some kind?
Well, they're all Cubans, but El Presidentes are always great.
It's good.
And you know, because I am the El Presidente.
I like the Castros. I think the Fidels. They always Fidel really nice.
There's a picture
nice.
On the label of Mike in the prison garb jumping over a fence and escaping.
Having a Fidel Castro cigar. That's great. So let's get into spring training. Have you guys been watching a little bit? Corey, Fred, what's going on?
I work more diligently trying not to watch it.
What do you mean?
Because I don't want to have... I don't want to be spoken to in a way where I'm part of the dissolution of Major League Baseball, its rules, regulations, and its traditions.
What are you talking about? The dissolution? We're going to dissolve Major League Baseball because of this, the automated ball and strike?
Just go back in history a little bit and see how they've altered the game little by little. And they have.
Every year.
Let me ask you a question.
Please.
Let me ask you a question. Do we really need that big size second base Do we really need an oversized bases?
No. What's the reason behind
that,
actually?
Why do we have that?
Why, Corey?
I totally forgot they changed that.
Yeah, remember that?
They added a couple inches. And that was the same year they started the Ghost Runner at second for the extra innings.
Yeah, I hate that Ghost Runner. That is absolutely right, Fred. The Ghost Runner,
you pitch a great game. You got two great pitchers pitching, and you go into the 10th inning, and suddenly there's a guy in second base.
Yeah, he goes into extra innings, right? And you start out with the guy that made the last out. He's automatically on second base. It gives if you're the home team and the score is tied, you're giving the visitors this big advantage because they're already on second. They score a run, and now the pressure is really on the
home
team.
Just a base hit, the game's over.
Foolishness. And the oversized base, what was it? So you can get a couple more steals in there by a half an inch or so, kind of sneak it in?
I think it was more steals, and then they said something about player safety. Which I so they could round it. I don't know.
You see what I mean?
The neighborhood play they got rid of. I could not stand that. You threw the ball anywhere near second base, and the guy was called out, and that was a cheating move because you got to touch that bag with your foot to be there safe. And that one, I'm glad they dumped that rule. Now, I kind of like this one because I like to sit at home and watch the little, rectangular strike zone there, and I look at it and go, "This umpire's having a tough time." I mean, am I right, Corey? The balls are like hitting down low. Fred, you've seen it. I've seen you scowl during it. Now you can challenge it. This is just a demo now during spring training. You got two challenges per team, and if you think the ball is a ball and the umpire call it a strike, you can challenge it, and you get that call. I like it.
You like it?
But in lieu of what you said,
like it.
I would dump them all. I'd rather see some umpire come flying out of the dugout, kick dirt in the umpire's face, and have a real knockdown argument.
What happened to
Jock O'Conlon? Where is he?
Where is Lefty Boots?
He's an old timer.
Old timer.
Yeah.
Where
he argued with his boots on, as I recall.
Where are these guys? And he put his boots on to chase down umpires.
It was true. The umpire would come flying. We're probably talking to some people that don't know what we're talking about. I mean, there were famous arguments between umpires and players going nuts. How about when Reggie Jackson put that big butt of his right in the middle of second base, and when we went to throw to second, he took his butt and threw it against the ball, and the Dodgers lost the 77 or 78 World Series?
He wasn't even close to getting to second because he just stood there in the rundown.
With his butt, yes.
And as soon as the ball was thrown, he went over and nudged it with his butt.
Tommy Lasorda went ballistic. I thought he was going to drop dead right there on the field. I mean, that blood pressure, if you had an automatic read on that thing, was up there because it was a cheating play. And we have since had Reggie Jackson on the Ron Say Show, and now, I wasn't playing the ball. Reggie, you cheated there. I mean, come on, there should be an asterisk next to his name.
Well, you know something? Cheated. It was so blatantly a cheat. It was so blatantly clear what it was. We have to argue it to this day. The guy was out. The guy should have been out.
Now, Fred, how would you handle it as commissioner of baseball? You played football.
It was the World Series.
Yes.
So I'm sitting right here on the first base side.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as that happens, I climb over the railing and go out and call the guy out.
You would.
That's if no one's going to do it, I'll do it.
So as commissioner, you would jump over the railing onto the field and just call Reggie
out. Right, I'm the first row other than the deck, the awning.
Yeah.
So somebody in that park has to make the right decision.
That's it.
And nobody would.
And then there are some things that should change and don't. When you started, I remember you telling us the story, and I'll let you pick it up here. When you went to Yankee Stadium and you were signed by the New York Giants for football, you told me the first thing you did when you got there is you ran out to center field and you were looking for a drain or something. What was that
center
all?
Center field drain.
Yeah,
famous drain that Mickey Mantle tore his knee up on. And I went out there and I ran out there and it was a kind of a hazy, drizzly day. And I looked down, I found it, and I yelled back to Jim Trimble, who was working with the Giants at the time, and I said, "It's still here."
And what
they didn't move it. They let Mickey blow his leg out and jeopardize his career, and they never did a thing about to correct it. And it's out there somewhere still.
And Jim got confused because when you said it's still here, you thought there was some kind of stoppage in the drain, and he brought out the plumber's friend to sort of extract it. But you were talking about the drain that they didn't take out, that it destroyed Mickey Mantle's knee.
That's right, and nobody gave a damn. And there it was, another a failed attempt to leadership.
I'll do you one better. How about the first time you saw AstroTurf and you demanded to have it taken off the field? How did that work out?
Well, they didn't listen to me, but they did pay attention when I showed them that the flap at second base in the Astrodome, we were playing Houston in 73.
Yes.
We were doing a kicking exercise before the game started. So everybody's out there visiting. It's more or less a social plug. And we came out, and there it was. There was this obscene tear in the rug, I thought. And then I got down on my hands and knees, and I looked at it. I said, the idiots that put this in never had the decency to check the seams.
Uh-oh.
And the seams were torn, they were unzipped, and they came out with a 2x4 and a mallet. And they,
come
and
on.
They beat, listen to me,
yes.
They beat the hell out of the 2x4 framing around second base to knock it down. Follow?
To lower it down.
So during the game, there was a punt, and the punt came all the way back, and so we followed the punt, and sure enough, they didn't knock it down all the way. And there's about 22 guys standing there pointing, both teams, saying, "Could somebody fix this, please?" And then a guy in a little golf cart runs out, starts banging on it again, and to no avail.
All right, we'll take a break after that one. I'm telling you, already we got this show really going here, talking about some of the great plays in football and baseball. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend we're talking about, Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino. And boy, this chat room is popping up here. A lot of people, it seems, you know, if you got questions, get on the line there on our Facebook Live and ask some questions if you want to. You can email the questions in to Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. It's his personal email, everybody. F-R-E-D, Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Do we have some mail that Fred has to answer back to people? Corey, do we still have
We have a couple mails.
We'll have to get into them, get them back to you. We'll try and get them answered for you from Fred each week or do them here on the air. Rachel Nikki is out there. This is turned into, instead of questions, it's people trying to see who's got the worst weather. And Lori says there's a blizzard in Iowa. That seems to top the cake until Clayton came in and said it's 44 degrees in Klamath Falls. Who's the winner there, Fred? We'll let you make the final decision on this.
Do we have a wind
index?
Is there an index anywhere in the Midwest?
No, just 44 degrees in Klamath Falls, Oregon, or a blizzard in Iowa. I vote blizzard.
Well, a lot of these guys, it's such a normal course of life.
Yeah,
they just say, well, it's a little cool today.
We had an earthquake in California. You and I both felt it. Corey, did you feel it?
I did not. My girlfriend Anne Marie did, but I did not.
Was she smiling at you and says, "Hey, that was an earthquake," and you said, "Thank you"? Because,
well, no, we were. Yeah,
oh, nice,
no.
Mike. That's good.
No, I'm trying to help you here, Corey, a little bit there, you know? Okay, yeah, so yeah, it was the one night during the week, late.
Yeah.
I was working in the sweatshop there trying to prepare for a good show. Martine is out there, Sean. Pamela has a question for you. She wants to know if you ever, in your college or your professional career, had an interception. Did you intercept the football?
Yeah, of course.
Well, there you go, Pamela. Of course he did.
In Philadelphia. And,
was that your most classic in Philly?
In 73.
What happened, man?
Well, we played Philadelphia, Roman Gabriel. We had caught Roman Gabriel.
Oh, boy.
And Philly picked him up. He had a great year that year. And he threw the ball right to me.
Well, he liked you, as I recall. Yeah, did he forget for a second there?
Well, he threw it, and I turned my head as he threw it, and I kind of stepped into it, so the point of the ball stuck in my face mask. So I'm standing there for a couple of just brief moments, and I realize I've got a football sticking out of the face mask of my helmet. So I naturally said, I better take off.
And you did.
So I took off and went like 30 yards for a touchdown. And it was great theater.
That's the world champion Philadelphia Eagles we're talking about there, right? And Roman Gabriel, you had cut him that year from the Rams. He was now quarterbacking in Philly.
They traded. I think they traded Roman for. I think they traded him for
Matthew Stafford,
Harold Jackson, the wide receiver.
Yeah,
and. Who else was that?
Keith Jackson, also his brother, right, for the announcer. He was part of the deal, Harold Jackson.
And all of the Jackson 5.
And the Jackson family Vineyards. It was a deal and a half, I'll tell you. But obviously, Roman Gabriel liked you. And did they still have those, like, kind of puke green uniforms that they have on Philly, the colors there? Did they have that green color uniform?
The Kelly green?
Yeah, the Kelly. Oh, it's
Kelly
green.
I like the Kelly green.
Yeah,
I don't like the green they have now.
I know. You are a stickler, Fred Dreyer.
I've seen too many great uniforms thrown by the wayside for no reason.
I agree.
You agree as well.
I love the Kelly greens. And then the the Chargers got a little bit back to it, but I like their little powder blues. The old powder blues.
I like the retros. Everybody has like 80,000 uniforms, whether it's a baseball team, basketball, hockey, football. I mean, what are you supposed to do? Buy all of them? I for one, do not like to wear like a jersey. If I don't make the team, which I've done so many times in my career, as you guys know.
Yes.
Thank you, Fred. And thank you for putting in a good word for me with the Rams. Sorry they didn't come to their senses.
I understand it really worked out.
They didn't come to their senses.
For them.
But I will get a good jacket that looks like, you know, Dave Roberts' jacket, and I'll walk around with like two fingers hitting the sleeve or something just to look like I'm throwing out a sign. That, to me, is a good fan base. But, Corey, you're a fan. You have like a bunch of – you just have maybe one jersey, right?
No, I got a bunch of jerseys.
Fred, how many do you have besides your Rams jersey? You don't even have your old jerseys.
I think I have three.
And I'll bet they still fit you, make me sick, right?
Well, if I had pads, they have to fit over them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, back to everything here. We got spring training as we were starting out here a little bit. And this Dodgers, they've got a lot of the superstars from Japan, and they got this Sasaki out there. And he made, was it Corey, his first start that he had here this last week? Yeah?
Yeah, he came out, and he came in after Yamamoto. Yamamoto let up two runs, but he did four innings. He did pretty good work. He was just, later in the game, Yamamoto said he was trying a bunch of things he wasn't ready for. And then they brought in Sasaki, and his splitter was just
something else.
He was killing guys.
So what do you think, Fred? This is going to be a good addition. The Dodgers,
well,
if they stay healthy,
that's what spring is all for, is to make sure that everybody is healthy. They go through the jumping jack period and push ups, and then they go get some ice cream, and then they go home.
Yeah, and so. I thought he was like big money, but he's kind of signed like a minor league deal or something. Am I correct here? With Sasaki?
Yeah, when you come out of Japan, if you come out too early, like if you didn't put enough time in the Japan League, you come out for a minimum, which each team has a different amount depending on how many international contracts they have. So it's only, I think it's under like $8 million.
Unbelievable. That's a buy.
And Yamamoto was $300 million last year.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. We got him for the next couple of years, and then if he likes us, he'll stay, and we'll have young pitching with him, Ohtani and Yamamoto for the next while.
Well, we're a national show, so we don't want to say that we got him unless.
Oh,
signed by the Dodgers?
We did.
Didn't see.
You're
that.
Going to spring training.
I am going.
This you knew that. Be the, but yeah. You knew that. You're being modest now, Mike.
I know. I'm telling you. Thank you, Fred. All right, now we got. As far as we get going here, now this we started talking about these changes in rules, and so this one is it's called ABS, and it's not automatic brake service or whatever for your car. It's automated ball strike.
Yeah,
and this is where you can challenge it. As I mentioned here at the top of the show, you got two challenges, and if it looks like it's a strike or a ball, and you want to challenge it, you challenge it. If you're correct, you don't get taken away one of your choices. You got like two challenges, like in football, they give you a couple of times to challenge it. So
already it's terrible. Go ahead.
But it goes pretty quickly. They can look at it and tell you real quick. They're not showing you this. The part I don't like is they're not showing you the strike zone so you can actually see it and yell at them and say, hey, you know, they're going to cheat with this. Somebody's going to have, if they come up with this deal, they're going to have the picture of the strike zone and they're going to shout and go like, you know, make some kind of a noise like the Astros did, challenge it and get themselves balls and strikes in their favor. Fred, you're right. This is not good for baseball.
This is terrible for baseball. You're changing the rules.
Corey, your thoughts?
I think it depends, but I'm fine without it. I just don't, because of what Real Muto said, like the catchers and the way that they catch the ball and then how they frame it. It takes a little bit of catching involved and the cat and mouse game that the pitchers, the catchers, and the batters play.
Catchers are most sensitive to this new ABS automatic ball strike review. And as a hitter, according to JT Real Muto, as you talked about, the Phillies catcher said, as a hitter, I'm quoting him now, I want ABS as a catcher. I don't necessarily want it because he can frame it as a catcher.
Well,
you can pull it in
your mind here, Riamudo.
You got to make up your mind.
This isn't baseball.
Well, then he shouldn't be a catcher. Maybe they'll put him at first base. That's he feels that way about it. You know, so this. Max Scherzer is he's against the challenge system. He's old, but he's old school. Max Scherzer, right?
Old school. Anybody that can remember what a strike is old school.
That's correct. How do you feel? You're playing ball. You played ball in high school.
How do I feel?
Well, I mean, I'm saying in high school, what if you're at a playoff game and it comes down to one of these balls or strikes or whatever? Well, because the umpires stink. They have not been trained well enough, as the old umpires were so much better than these new kids. Tell me about it.
See, now you're going into a room that I want to be in for a while.
You're in it all by yourself.
You'd be surprised.
Yes. Good. No, I'm with you.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying you're on a one shot right now, so you're in the room by yourself. We're with you. There you go.
I don't care what you. I don't want you with me.
All right, we're on God.
You eat too much.
Go ahead. So, what are your thoughts on this now? Because they're not trained well, these new kid umpires.
They're not trained at all.
Where are the Tom Gormans, the Jocko Conlins, you know, Ed Weyer, you know, Chris Palakoutis?
Where's the coach running out of the dugout, across the field, across the mound to second base, and getting into the umpire's face at second base for a bad call?
Good baseball.
To argue for his men and to give some color into the game. And they won't take time out for that because they got to sell beer.
Yes, I got you right. And so this is a true thing. I think that in a way they're kind of destroying the game. I think they've destroyed football a little bit. Now, what are they not going to have the chains in football now? What's that rule? They're going to have like one of those.
You're going to have topless dancers tell you exactly what down and distance it is.
No, they're going to have the laser now measure it with the 10 yards.
Yeah, they're working with a laser to go across.
By God, let's get those lasers going.
Yeah, but they're still going to have the chain gang there as a backup for a few years. I mean, come on.
They're going to test it out in live time.
We think this will be, we've researched this and we've thought about it, and now we're going to implement it, and we hope we've made the right decision.
Here's the problem. At some point, it's going to just become a video game on your computer, and you're going
to... Why go to the game?
You know,
the way this culture is going, you're going to wind up tearing down stadiums.
Exactly. And we'll have more from Fred Dreyer. Stay ahead. Stay with us here. The Fred Dreyer Show coming to you right here every week at this time. Thanks so much for joining us.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right. Because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in-store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in-store only. Redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply. Not valid on Sephora at Kohl's. While supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4-5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. I'm Michael Horn. Corey Marino is here. Fred Dreyer, thanks so much for joining us here. Hi to everybody. It's 790 KBC, our flagship station. Sirius XM. Well, we're on that. We're on Saturday is on that and on Sports Byline at noon Pacific time. Am I right? 9 a.m. or noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. So check it all out for you on the channel on Sirius 217, XM 203, and their app at 967. And of course, on Sports Byline radio stations, we got to get a list of those, Corey, and start saying hello to all of our listeners around the country. All right, so some football news. There's big controversy here the last few weeks. Matt Stafford's season ends. Is he going to stay with the Rams? Is he going to leave with the Rams? And all of a sudden, first everybody says, well, we need him. We got to have him. We can't have a chance at the Super Bowl without him. And then pretty soon the next week, well, if he wants to go, he should just go. And now it looks like he's going to stay, Fred, because, and you kind of thought this all along, that they were going to negotiate with him year by year here on the last, is it the last couple of years, Corey, on his contract, that they're going to be do this now?
Yeah, then last year they gave him a little bonus, and then they'll be looking to do this the next 2 years.
So, Fred, good to have him back in the fold, right?
Who else is going to play quarterback?
That's right. Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, right.
Like you said. Okay, never mind. So here's my thought. You played football for a lot of years here. What is a guy like Cooper Kupp, is the one of the great receiving favorites of Matthew Stafford, if the Rams cut him or they trade him
Cooper
and let him go?
Kupp?
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah, so what does that do to the team then? They just have
nothing.
Nothing? It's going to be all right?
They get someone else to play that position. That's the whole idea.
Yeah.
You bring people in, you use them up, and you trade them, and you get rid of them.
I still can't believe you didn't play one more year with the San Francisco 49ers when they went to the Super Bowl and won. The story you told last week, I told it to Jackie Slater. He said, I don't blame him. I wouldn't. I don't know if I'd play for San Francisco.
Jackie said. That's what he said.
Yeah. So, but if I were you, I would have, you know, if it was me, Corey, wouldn't you have gone in there and played Joe Montana as your quarterback?
I mean, if the situation was right, yeah.
What does that mean?
He didn't want to play. What if I'm too tired, okay. If I'm at that age, right, and my body's it. Broken down, I don't know.
Too close to Fred Dreyer there.
Hey, just be careful there.
Yes, I'm sorry. By the way, we're getting some comments, and it's exactly right. Our listener has been really picked up on this. Your new glasses, Fred, look absolutely fabulous. Pamela says, and I'm quoting now, your new glasses look good.
Hey, thanks.
Fred, and all three of you gentlemen have great smile. Well, thank you, Pamela. It's such a pleasure to watch as well as listen to your insights, and no other show can compare to this.
Hey,
really?
How about that?
Thank you very much.
Well, I have brand new Prada. I'm wearing Prada.
Those are Pradas?
That's it.
Well, I can't believe you're going designer on us. You must have somebody special in your life that are picking out some those are great looking glasses, am I right?
They are. I like them.
You could be an instructor somewhere, I'm telling you.
Where's yours?
I have contacts. I haven't worn glasses since high school.
Yeah, I have contacts too, and I need to wear them, but I just like these. They're much easier.
Well, I thank everyone for the acknowledgement.
It's good.
They're great glasses, and I'll make an announcement when I get rid of them.
Does this mean we have to now bring in a photographer and a new headshot for you?
No, not necessarily, no.
Okay. It's good. By the way, we've relaxed the hair. If you'd like to grow a beard or whatever, we've relaxed the hair profile on our staff here.
We're just like the Yankees in a way.
Exactly. Corey's growing a beard. I've got my mustache. And you, of course, new glasses. But maybe, you know, you must have had a beard at some point in your life, didn't you?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Yeah. Who do we have on as a guest on Isaac Stern, was it? Yeah.
Who? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Isaac Bruce.
Said that he loved you in Hunter. Said that there's nobody better than Fred Dreyer.
Hey, there you have it.
Yeah, he said it was one of his favorite shows.
Now, let me ask you if you're insulted here, because the 49ers offered a contract. You tell us this story here, Corey. What, they've offered him, $50 million or something at quarterback? What's the deal to Brock Purdy?
Yeah, the Brock Purdy, he's going to be one of the next quarterbacks up for the big, huge extension. And he led them to the Super Bowl, and everybody thinks he should get the big one. I don't think so. I think he's a system quarterback, and he was the last pick in the draft. And they say that $45 million a year is too low, and I think that's just right or even a little too high for him.
Yeah, hold on a second. Get a call. Hello? Oh, yeah, we just lost our affiliate in San Francisco. Thank you very much.
I'm trying to save them money.
So what do you think, Fred? Who are they going to get to play, right?
Didn't you find it kind of suspicious, both of you? Didn't you find it somewhat suspicious that the pay scale for quarterbacks suddenly got perverted along with the raise that they gave to Mahomes?
Well,
he was the first guy.
When Dak Prescott was the guy that got a big jump, didn't he?
But
Mahomes before him, you're right.
Yeah, but everybody kept waiting. All the players and quarterbacks kept waiting. Who's going to get a bump? What's so-and-so's contract is up until next year? Let's wait and see what he does. So everybody is waiting, playing position. Meantime, you know, there's people out there making demands on the salary structure that aren't worth $25,000, $25 million.
Yeah, so
you know, what are we doing? You know, is Brock Purdy, you know, in line to make $62.5 million a year? I don't think so, but I'm not the 49ers. You know, they really do. I keep telling you guys this. This is a bump in preparing for the expansion of European football.
Yeah. That's it. They're playing baseball in Japan now. They're going to be playing football. Where are they playing this year? In
Australia.
Australia.
Every year they got 2 to 3 games.
That's something else.
Yeah, and then they're going to say, you know what, we're going to have a team stay there because we want them to be on the international airwaves for 6 games this year.
I was just hoping they'd play a game in Azusa so I could be closer to the park or something, you know, Azusa, California. But they're playing it everywhere now. Australia, I guess, a little more romantic than Azusa. But
a little bit.
There is the Miller High Life Brewing Company there.
Oh, that's the big draw.
Well, I think that's where you're headed, isn't it, Wayne?
Yeah, that's it. Should be a sponsor of this show, by the way.
And the Port Company.
So here's this NFL show that's out there, Hard Knocks, right? And, it was the greatest show since sliced toast. Everybody, and now nobody in the NFL wants to have it as part to follow their team. So they're going to go to the University of North Carolina. And I guess Bill Belichick said, get the hell out of town. No, and that's shooting. What are they going to do with this show? This Hard Knocks that they was on HBO, isn't it?
That's already anachronistic. It's already taken its toll on being boring. No one cares. No, I've watched that thing a couple of times. Nothing's being said. Nothing's being done. And the beat goes on.
You talk about John Lithgow at the Academy Awards giving the glare. When Fred Dreyer doesn't like something, you just better walk away from the TV set. You have that kind of look, Fred. Well, you're giving it to us right now. When you kind of give that little bit of a scowl when you're
There's too many people in the culture that don't know what they're looking at.
Exactly.
Too many.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, let's talk a little basketball. How about this LeBron James that was in the news here when we started off the show? 50,000 career points. This guy is, he's going nuts here. He's the Lakers, so this turnaround. Corey, what are the numbers there? It was the Dallas difference in like December 21st till now. What's the difference in there? Wasn't it?
So when the trade was made, yeah. The Lakers were in the 10th seed.
Right.
Or no, in the 7th or 8th seed. And now they're in the 7th or 8th, and they went to the 2nd. And the Dallas Mavericks were in like the 5th seed, and they're in the 10th now.
Yeah.
And so it was supposed to be a future play for the Lakers and a win-now play to get AD with Kyrie on Dallas. But it's Dallas has just imploded, and now their whole season's over.
And this Luka has been, Fred, incredible, yeah.
But do you think that the Lakers and the Dallas Mavericks co-mingle their thoughts to make that trade without consulting LeBron James?
That's what it's been reported.
Do you think that
that's what they
do
said?
Do you think that they would make that trade?
Yeah. Why not? They own the team.
Well, wait. Well, suddenly, now they want to listen to what LeBron has to say.
Well, of course.
Why?
Now they look like geniuses since they brought Luka Doncic on the team. Now they're saying this is a great deal, you know. And LeBron, I don't think he was like ready to go with it, but I think he saw talent immediately, and he's ready to go for it now. This is it. You know? I might even go to a couple of games and get me some tickets.
Yeah.
You can do that, Corey.
Corey, can you get on the ticket situation?
I'll look into it. We'll do what we can.
And what do we got here? Pete Rose made the statement that he thought he'd get inducted into the Hall of Fame at some point after he died, because he said, it's not, you know, I've come to the conclusion, I hope I'm wrong, that I'll make the Hall of Fame after I die. It's what he said when he was alive.
I said that.
And he said, which I totally disagree with, because the Hall of Fame is for two reasons, your fans and your family. That's what the Hall of Fame is for, your fans and your family. And it's for your family if you're here. It's for your fans if you're here, not if you're 10 feet under.
I used to tell him that.
You did? Yeah.
So, I told him, he agreed.
Yeah.
He's the one who told me, and I told him back.
Yeah. And it's
all for money. Now they don't have, they can say they were good guys and kept him out because they said they were going to ban him, and now they can bring him in and sell merchandise about his career.
Jimmy Johnson retiring from the Fox Brain Trust there, the Hall of Fame coach sitting there on Fox Sports after 25 years. He's not going to be there.
I'm surprised. I thought Terry was going to go first.
They're going to miss him. There's too many people, by the way.
Yeah.
You got five, six people on the dais. Forget it.
And then, and the Amazon one, they have like 10 people.
It's something else. Crazy. And there's weird sports in Europe. You brought this up for us, Corey. There's underwater hockey.
Yeah, that one I didn't really. It was that one was interesting. So they literally have a weighted puck and push it on the ground and try to score.
Yeah, swimming pool, Fred, underground.
Oh,
is that good? They got bossa ball. It's basically a trampoline volleyball with a Spanish party atmosphere, and there's a DJ playing dance music. Sounds like my neighbors on a Saturday night. There's shin kicking. That's a good one.
This is the terrible segment of the show.
Well, now, wait a second. That. It gets better because there's also toe wrestling. And the place
as I said, this is a terrible segment of this.
They've got a few great stars there. You might have heard of him. Fred the
Pam Anderson. Is she playing?
No, Fred the Fungus Flaherty.
I want to watch it for
Sam the Stink Nailman, Bill Toe Jam, Pilsner. He's from the Czech Republic. Henry Hangnail Chapman, Alan Athlete's Foot Itchman, and Jerry Cuddy Straighty Kwan, who I think he knows people that do, you know, Cuddy Straighty for your toenails, and Stinky Ingrown Toenail Elaciter. They all play.
It's a lineup.
Yeah, it's a pretty good lineup there for you.
Yeah.
Thought that music would never come. This is really true sports, though. Am I right?
They're all European sports that have committees
and championships.
How come we've
never heard of them, Fred?
Don't ask me that question.
There's that scowl.
I couldn't drink enough to figure that one out.
All right, we got to take a break. Final segment coming up. And this final break, we are going to actually showcase, I think he's still alive, Garrett Morris. We've been waiting to show this. One of the great stars, Fred.
88, not yet out the gate.
Not yet. out the gate. That's all right, right, don't forget, email this man, Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Follow him on X, Fred underscore Dreyer. Also Instagram at Fred underscore Dreyer. Facebook.com, the real Fred Dreyer. I got 10 seconds. Thanks for joining us here on the Fred Dreyer Radio Network. We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the one and only Fred Dreyer Radio Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino and the one and only Fred Dreyer. And we do have some pictures here because Fred Dreyer, as you know, one of the great, not only a great career in football, but an even greater career, possibly, in Hollywood, still doing many scenes. And he did the show Hunter, and here he is with the famed Garrett Morris, who was on the 50th anniversary of Saturday Night Live. And you say he's 88, is that correct, Fred?
Yes.
And he started there a few times in there. He was one of the most popular and supporting players there. He portrayed, what was it, Street Hustler? Was that his name? Sporty James?
Sporty James. Yeah. Yeah, he was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, he still is. He's still around.
Still good, and we got him there, and he looks like he had never missed a meal there on the show that we put together. Thanks to Pamela for getting these pictures in, our photographer.
Yes, thank you. These are very nice. I appreciate it.
Well, there you two are with Garrett Morris there. Did he go undercover for you guys a few times, once or twice or three or four times maybe?
Well, he was always getting his shoes shined. And when Stephanie and I couldn't figure out the plot of the show, which is really hilarious, I'd say, well, this is a segment in the show where we have to go talk to Sporty, right? She says, I guess so. And then we go to the local Hollywood Boulevard shoeshine kit, and there he would be reading a newspaper, and I'd come over and I'd take my hand and pull the newspaper down. That's how you introduce Sporty.
I'm telling you, and thanks to producer Jeremy Dayton for getting those together for us and number them there. It's a good
guy. It's good. It's really good.
And by the way, Hunter's on a bunch of different networks, by the way. Check it out over there. I know it's on the Roku channel, and
I think it might be on Tubi or something.
Yeah, I think it's on Tubi as well, too. Somebody will get them all into us. We'll post it up for you.
Are you going to come over and cook that thing up for me?
Oh, yeah, we have to. That's the Roku thing.
Well, come on over Saturday.
I'm going to be at the spring training, but maybe when I get back, I can come over there.
You're going to be at spring training?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to take some potato salad over there?
He's trying out for third.
Thank you very much. There's an opening there. There's a backup. Thank you, Corey. I didn't want to tell anybody. But that's our show. If you missed anything, please email Fred Dreyer. Fred, F-R-E-D, Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, at crntalk.com. Follow him on Facebook, Fred, the real Fred Dreyer, and follow him, Fred_Dreyer. See you next week. Bye, Fred.
See you later.